Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Yes, yes indeed, it is Cocktail Monday. But you are not holding a cocktail shaker.
No, I have this beautiful tall beer glass with a lovely amber liquid in it and ice cubes.
And ice cubes, and exactly. Ice cubes. So this is a beer cocktail. Have a
taste.
So
it is. Okay. It also has some citrus around the rim.
Right. And should have salt, but I didn't do it.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. You like?
This is a michelada?
This is a michelada.
Very good. So this is beer, a little Worcestershire sauce, hot sauce.
A bit of tequila.
Tequila, okay.
Not a lot of tequila, just for flavor, not to make it a powerful drink.
And lime. This is really, really refreshing.
Should have salt and pepper, I think, okay. Too.
And what beer did you use?
I used Modelo.
Good choice.
The dark, the especial. And this is a very Mexican thing. It's a very summery thing. And you can do anything you want with it. What we learned from doing this, go easy on the ice because you get a lot of dilution from the beer. And go heavy on the hot sauce.
I was joking to you off mic that it almost tasted like steamed crabs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the idea that you have that spice, I mean, it's sort of like eating crabs and drinking beer at the same time.
Yes.
Because it has that nice spiciness. I bet you could put Old Bay in there, and that would be pretty cool.
Actually, that's coming. That's definitely the next iteration of the michelada. A lot of people put tomato juice in there and kind of make a michelada Bloody Mary sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good, too.
Which would also be good. I think this would be wonderful with crabs, actually, and beautiful on our scorching summer days, which are coming soon, mes petits amis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Our second exciting cocktail is in front of you. This one does use the cocktail shaker. This is not beer-based.
Okay, so I believe the glass, is giving it away.
That's correct.
The glass is advertising Pimm's number one, so I'm guessing this is Pimm's cup?
That is a version of a Pimm's cup. That's correct.
I smell cucumber.
Yes, there is cucumber.
Okay.
And that comes from the Napoleon House in New Orleans, where they specialize in Pimm's Cup, and they have very cute glasses, and we bought a couple.
Not the cucumber.
That's correct. They also play classical music at the restaurant, and they have the best muffalata in the world.
What's there not to like?
Nothing. How is it?
Also very, very refreshing.
This is my goal. I'm trying to give you light summer cocktails.
You have achieved it. So cucumber, lemon.
Lemon.
I know it has Pimm's in it.
Yes, Pimm's. A bit of gin.
Gin, right?
Yes, yes. I used a Quebec gin from our neighbor to the north.
Okay. Yep. But you don't really get the gin.
No.
I know traditionally that gin is in this cocktail, but I don't taste it.
It's about 3-1 Pimm's cup to gin.
Okay. And it doesn't really taste very alcoholic either.
Correct.
Could be good or bad, as the case may be.
So both of these are designed to be nice and light for summer. They're designed to be refreshing and not to, you should be able to do a couple of these and still be able to, you know, walk home.
We'll have to test that out. Oh, these were wonderful. I'm so enjoying our Cocktail Mondays.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
I'm going to be not lazy and post these on the website. Cheers.